In sports, there are winners and there are losers, and even in the business of sports, there are winners and losers. When Major League Baseball announced its return to the nation's capital this week, it was a huge victory for Washington, D.C., which hasn't had a team in 33 years. But it was a loss for the owner of a team that plays just up Interstate 95 from Washington, the Baltimore Orioles. So, Commissioner Bud Selig is looking for a way to make the decision a win-win. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now, as he does most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
The owner of the Orioles, Peter Angelos, opposed moving the Montreal Expos to Washington, and baseball now appears to be going out of its way to placate him.
Yeah, Angelos had argued that a team in D.C. would destroy the Orioles fan base and its revenue streams. And he had a couple of points that were legitimate. The main one is that it would cut into his cable TV market in a big way. And baseball teams are highly dependent on their local television deals for revenue. Legally, baseball probably didn't have to do a thing for Angelos. But Bud Selig and his cohorts on this committee that relocated the Expos don't want to do anything that might involve a lawsuit, that might jeopardize the sports monopoly powers or jeopardize the really great deal that they're getting from Washington. And internally, Selig is a consensus builder. He didn't want to antagonize any of the other owners who might be similarly situated to the Orioles.
So what is Major League Baseball going to do for Mr. Angelos?
Well, he's going to give him revenue and sales guarantees. The Washington Post has reported a lot of the details on the talks. They're aiming for three things: to guarantee the Orioles revenue based on what they were bringing in before Washington got a team, guaranteeing a minimum sale price for the Orioles, and giving the team a majority stake in a regional cable TV network with the new Washington franchise. And this is very significant for baseball. It's a short-term business solution to a potentially unpleasant problem, but I think it establishes a precedent that they might someday regret.
By precedent, you mean what happens if Major League Baseball down the road wants to try to move a team close to another existing team?
Right. Say Northern New Jersey or San Jose, California or Portland, Oregon. What would happen? You know, what would the Yankees or the Mets or the Seattle Mariners or the San Francisco Giants want to make that happen? And it does make me wonder also, with all the money that baseball has spent, losing tens of millions of dollars operating the Expos as a lame duck and now giving these guarantees to the Orioles, wouldn't it have been cheaper to build the Expos a stadium in beautiful Montreal and find another way to put a team in D.C.?
And it's not as though there actually is a deal for a stadium in Washington, D.C. yet.
No, the city has to approve that. There's no owner for the team either. There's a staff now that has to get to work in this new market with no guarantees of jobs come springtime. And there's a lawsuit out there by former limited partners of the Expos that's a wild card in the whole decision-making process. So a lot needs to happen before a pitch is thrown in 2005.
Well, as long as we're talking about baseball, let's talk about baseball. Who's going to be in the postseason this year?
Well, two places are up for grabs. The AL West division, the Oakland Athletics and the Anaheim Angels are tied. They've got three games to play in Oakland, and they will face each other to determine a winner. And in the National League, the Chicago Cubs have been in a Cubsian free fall this week. They've lost 5 of 6 games, but they still have a chance to be the wild card entry in the playoffs. The Houston Astros are up a game in that race, and the San Francisco Giants are also alive.
And with three games left to play, Ichiro Suzuki of Seattle is almost certain to break a huge baseball record this weekend.
Yeah, he's probably going to break George Sisler's record from 1920 of 257 hits in a season. And this has not been getting a huge amount of attention, largely because Ichiro is a singles hitter. He's got 219 singles out of 256 hits. He's Japanese, but most important, hits as a statistic has fallen out of favor in modern times. It's all about on-base percentage and slugging percentage now. Hits just aren't what they used to be.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.